The guru says you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
All right, folks, welcome to the Muskie 360 podcast. What are you doing, Jay Bird?
What up, Steve?
I am a train wreck.
train wreck.
I've been guiding every day from sunup to sundown. And now I come before you humbly after easily my sixth glass of Pepsi to do the Muskie 360 podcast. I can't even say 360.
Stephen Paul, a.k.a. Stevie Boy, was last seen outside a Chick-fil-A in Tennessee.
Johnny Boy, a.k.a. the Mick.
Somebody commented on the last video I had. He goes, Johnny Boy, a.k.a. the Mick, gets me every time, smiley face.
Stevie Boy, a.k.a. the Dick. Last seen outside a liquor store in Alcoa, Tennessee. It's a mess.
Yeah. You got some big fish yesterday. Was that yesterday you got the two nice ones or 2 days ago?
I have been crushing, baby. Crushing.
Water's warming up a little bit. Things
not
are stabilizing,
really.
Or what's the story?
Cold.
No, not really.
No, it is. It's been winter, long cold winter.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that has been saving me is the Spitfire Musky Baits Musky Bama, and that is no joke. It has been just stupid.
Your traditional slow presentation.
Just slow. We have a video for, and there's no video, but there's a project me and Jay Bird are working on that might involve a camera. And it is the Musky Bama, and I'm talking grinding to the point where letting it fall, letting it bounce, letting it do all kinds of weird stuff. And this just ginormous 46 just picks it up and just goes, I'm swimming away with this. You saw the clip, dude, and it's just like,
yep,
fatty.
I saw the clip and the still picture. That was with your female client that books you, like, what do you say, twice a month, every month.
Yep,
she drives over from Nashville.
Mega,
she just loves it.
Chode.
That's so cool.
Sorry, let's all take a moment for the mega chode. Put your hands together, mega chode. Man, no, it's been ridiculous. Yeah, big shout out to Mary Glenn. We've just been banging, dude. There's a dive and rise bait been banging on. It's been one of these things where it's not the most consistent bite. It is chasing a bite. It is following the seasonality and staying on it, and adapting. Spitfire Musky Bama. Unfortunately, I'm looking at muskyshop.com.
They're long gone.
They're sold out. They sell out. Yeah. Here's the thing, dude.
They come in and they're gone.
If you want one of these things, now I have two of them, and I basically had to beg, borrow, and steal to get two. If you want one, sign up for the restock notifications. And I'm not saying that they're going to sell out whether you do or not. So you better sign up for it on the Musky Bam and the Triple Barrel Buckshot. Those things are slayers. And that's been really good to me, man. It's just been the bait. The same thing. I caught a fish on the Mini Kamikaze, which is the same story. You guys see it on Musky Shop. It's a Musky 360 picks, the baits that I love. The Kamikaze, Mini Kamikaze. Mm-hmm. Say it with me now, Jay. Mini
Kamikaze.
Comma chameleon. You come and go. I come and go. Sorry, that's Boy George. Anyway, the Mini Kamikaze has been stellar. This pre-spawn, some fish on bodies of water are pre-spawn, some are post-spawn. If you're thinking musky opener, they're in the North Woods, I'd be thinking the Mini Kamikaze. It's been really good with the Musky Bama. That's been the story of my week. Jay, what's been interesting to me, though, right? And I'm going
to
open...
What has been interesting to you?
Right, is a little thing that's happened on YouTube.
Talk to me. Oh, the the Muskie Shop video.
No, even worse than that.
Even worse. Okay.
I'm opening it now. There's a video that came out called Slop Bay Muskies, right? By a friend of mine. His name's Joe Duker.
Master Joda, fishing with Joe Booker. Reloaded.
Joe Booker, reloaded. Anyway. Me and Joe are buddies, but me and Jay have been asking you to make your best Wango Tango comments, right?
You better believe it.
There's one on here that, Jay, it messed my world up.
Kind of went over like a lead balloon.
Lead balloon. Trevin says, it's not every... By the way, guys, I'm on easy Pepsi, like 12 by now. So just bear with me. This is the lowest of Musky 360 podcast. I'm just a human with problems. Trevin, it's not every day that... This is so awesome. All right, compose yourself. Trevin Steger says, it's not every day that a reject like Carl gets to do the Wango Tango in a thick girl's mouth like that. Smiley face emoji guy. Smiley face emoji guy. Smiley face emoji guy. Sly smiley face emoji. Trevin,
boy, he's firing on all cylinders with that one. He went all out. He did his homework. He listened to more than one past episode. Let me tell you that.
If you want to do the Wango Tango in a thick girl's mouth, you got to follow Trevin Steger. Trevin, you win. You win. I'm going to send you as many juniors in lines as I can stand to. That is ridiculous. Let's look here. There are so many other good ones. Let's just read them.
There's a bunch of them.
Luke says, sees that top raider has a chip paint job. Everyone, I'm going to send this back. Master Jedi, Wango Tango, I will, right? And this dude replies, this is a really G-A-Y comment. Agree. All right. You really had to put that one back. She gave you the great Wango Tango tail dance for the camera. Great throwback video. Yeah, that one's okay. Poor Joe's hair looked like a blind man cut it with a weed whacker while listening to Wango Tango. Listen, I'm going to tell you, Mark K. There was this period in the 90s. Jay, you can admit, Steve Hiding, Joe Booker, all of them wore those visors, right?
Visors were,
They were hip. You had to put hair gel in, and you had to wear a visor. Don't hate the player, hate the game. That's what was going on there. There's plenty of pictures of Steve Hiding wearing a visor like he's going to go play tennis, you know? Joe Booker's hair is immaculate. I've felt it. It's like
Jimmy Johnson.
I petted him to sleep one night in Canada.
But different.
He said, rub my head while I fall asleep.
Very soft.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna vomit, Jay. That's what he said, like Jimmy Johnson. I'm falling apart here. Jeff says, I feel like I'm messing with Sasquatch here, but SP made me do it. Spence, get the net, Wango Tango in the camera. All's well that ends well. Jeff, you're a narc. Okay.
Did he say SP made
me
do it?
I feel like I'm messing with Sasquatch here, but SP made me do it. You're a narc, dude. Snitches get stitches, Jeff.
You can't direct the blame over here because Joe will pick up on it.
Everybody knows me as SP. Listen, me and you in the mess hall, right in the liver with a toothbrush handle I sharpened on some bricks. Adam, Wango Tango, you secured that muskie like a flambeau. Yeah, that's okay. All right, Isaiah, just two old guys going Wango Tango with the top raider. How could the muskie resist? Not bad. All right. Joe, you look ready to Wango Tango on Spence for not having that net ready. Nice, not bad. William, The Muskie was looking to have a Wango Tango with the top raider, but little did he know he was being catfished by the Manta T by JB. Yeah, whatever, man. It's not bad. I can't read too good. Me no read good. Carl. Carl slapped that big old mama right in the Wango Tango. LOL. Woo, Muskie Country. That's what I'm talking about. People, Marcy, LOL, need a Pepsi after that one. I'll drink to that. Why not? Let's have a drink, shall we?
What was Joe's overall reaction? Didn't you say at first?
He hates this.
He's like, what's going on? What are you up to? Or something he hates like this. That Listen, when he first started seeing Wango Tangles.
I've got voicemails from Joe Booker. He hates this. Keep it going. We're going to come up with another one. He doesn't understand. He's like, why are people commenting Wango Tango? Tom Dietz, we could have dragged this thing back to Wisconsin. You lose, Tom Dietz. You're the loser this week.
Tom Dietz,
you know, little known fact, Tom Dietz named the dying dog.
He named the dying dog.
In a Facebook contest. I learned that this week.
I didn't know that.
All right. Jason.
Tom Dietz was very instrumental in the early.
Top Raider.
Yeah, just top Raider, overall, like in the 90s mm-hmm. to kind of send JBO, you know, yeah. Joe Booker's baits into the next hemisphere.
Jason says, that fish did the Wango Tango look. It was 1980 again. Not bad. Oh, wow. Kyle, Joe, you've taught me a million things about fishing, but Steven has taught me never put a Wango Tango in my mouth. You guys are killing me. This podcast is dedicated to you. The
great job. I mean, a lot of creativity.
The
a lot
retards
of people really
that
responded.
Listen, the all seven of you that listen, I'm just going to read them all. Why not? Craig, that baby was doing a brand new dance, a rock and roll sensation, Wango Tango. Gus, that Muskie showed a brand new dance during the fight. I know JB was looking like he wants to copy it, as Ted calls it, Z Wango Tango. Too many dance mm-hmm. comments. Mm-hmm. Joe went straight Wango Tango when the fish was at the boat, and Spence netted the cameraman. Too bad Elmer wasn't there to give the stank eye. The fish might have went Wango Tango and jumped in the boat. All right, Adam, you really put a stranglehold on that Wango Tango dang sweet boot. Wango Tango like a snake sin cowboy while stormtrooping through the slop. Nice. Matt. Oh, hey there, Mr. Joe. Me and some of the super fans want to know there whether Wango Tangoed your pants from catching the big ones. Joe, the way you Wango Tango makes me want to go fishing with you sometimes. Smiley face emoji guy. Wow. Stuck that slobbo in the sloppo. Holy Wango Tango. This one says, what a nice guy out. They're attacking new vegetation going wherever with an outstanding top raider, Wango Tango. That's interesting. Man, right in the Wango Tango. True legends of the sport. If Stephen Paul and Jason. Wow. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Got to take a moment here. True legends of the sport. If Stephen Paul and JSE spent more time fishing instead of doing the Wango Tango together, they could possibly become half the fishermen that these two guys are. Unfortunately for now, they can't even hold Joe or Spence's jock.
That's so sweet.
Robert, I've held Joe's jock. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Robert, I know who you are. I have your phone number. I'll beat your ass. Anyway, Jason, it's a great throwback fit. Loving the stuff with Spence. Learned a lifetime of knowledge attending his classes in Chicagoland as a young man. You know you're having a good day when you go to Wango Tango, a big sloppy river pig, and hell, I can't even go, dude. Jay, I'm falling apart. There's too many, guys.
That is incredible. I mean, the podcast army speaks.
This is
so
good.
That's just impressive. That's awesome.
Robert, Robert with your last name is like so Pollock. I'm going to kick you in the teeth when we fish together in July. I know exactly who you are. You own a Steve Paul hoodie. You can't hold my jug. That is amazing.
Is that the guy that that came in that did the Culver's?
Yes, that is amazing. I got to give a big shout out to my friend. I don't name him on the podcast. It's not Robert. One of the dear podcast listeners, and you guys put up with me being absolutely just a train wreck every week. I received sand cats that are like pre-sand cats, the originals.
Yeah.
And some amazing bucktails and a Culver's gift certificate. God bless you. Thank you. We try our best to entertain you guys every week. We do this for free. The app is free. The podcast is free. We do this out of love. Thank you for your support. That is amazing. Thank you, my mm-hmm. dear friend. Robert, you're a dick.
Jeez.
Yeah. You know, woof, getting kind of hot in here.
Wook.
Wook. Listen.
Come on, guys. It's so simple. Everybody's using ball bearings these days.
Everybody's using ball bearings these days. Let me know the next time you pick up the Muskie Shop catalog, Robert, whose jock you can hold. Oh, another drink there. Sorry, Jay. I'm out of sorts here, my friend. Mm-hmm. Out of sorts. Here's the deal. Trevin, you win. I'm falling apart here. That was an amazing contest. Guys, here's the next thing. I know another guy that makes Muskie Shop videos. Right? I want the best Jay Essie. Love Steve Paul bash on the new Muskie Shop video.
No,
yes,
no,
yes.
No.
What do you got, Jay?
I want to see. Well, number one, you got to watch the new video because the intro in there is
okay.
Classic.
We worked
Steve Paul,
hard.
Yeah, it's as classic Steve Paul JSE.
We worked hard
collaboration.
On that. It's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah. Well, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, you what? Didn't. I'm like, hey, do the intro. Can you do the intro? Leave it open ended. I'll fill in, you know, and just send me the audio. And you had it done in like 15 minutes. I'm like, 15 minutes later, he's like, check your email. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, you nailed it. You nailed it.
But
dude.
Whose idea was Ultimate Stare Down Challenge?
Well, it was yours.
Yeah. Then you know what? Who's on the cover of the Muskie Shop catalog?
Yeah, whatever. Dude, I heard. Well, I'll tell you. When you told me uh-huh. about that. We were discussing those ideas. I'm like, Ultimate Stare Down Challenge. And you're like, yeah, picture Elmer and
here's
what did you say? Elmer and Wild Bill.
Wow.
That was the original. Yeah. And Wild Bill wasn't around. So I'm like, well, how about someone younger? How about we get Fabulous Freddy in there?
Fabulous Freddy.
And it turned out so good. It is so funny. I mean, your comments, you know, the whole thing, guys, you got to watch this.
We have to watch
the new video. It's called, Pro tips, muskie fishing pro tips. It's up on the app.
Here's the
on
problem.
YouTube, obviously.
Me and Jay are obviously retardedly best friends. Here's what I want to see. If you want to win, and I have no clue, Steve Paul, back in black hoodie this week, right? You can win a Muskie Shop hoodie from the Muskie Shop. I want to see the funniest comment on the new Muskie Shop video about the Muskie Stare Down for USD. Ultimate Stare Down Challenge. There's a lot of material to work with there. When you're
confronted eye to eye with such a legend as Elmer.
You know, back in the 80s. This is the worst podcast ever. Anyway. I want your funniest comment about the stare down challenge between Elmer Jensen and Fred Palmeiro.
Yeah, who do you think will, you know, who do you think
who do you
really
think
won? Because there's no clear winner in this. You know, if
who
you watch
you think,
it and you're like, yeah, I mean, it's I'll leave it at that.
Who do you
but
think
there's no clear
sexier?
Winner. So tell us who's going to win this thing.
Whatever you're feeling, you know?
Yeah.
It's 2021, whatever you're thinking. Put your comment on there. The funniest comment about the Ultimate Stare Down Challenge wins a Muskie Shop hoodie. I'll kick in a junior's in line. And you're winning big time. I just want to see how you guys, the thing is this, Jay, what do we do all week long? I will get emails, right? and I text them to you, and we hee-haw all week long. Like, dudes, guys, for real, I'm going to tell you, I cannot convey to you how much all week long you guys have made comments on Booker's video, and me and Jay have, like, screenshotted them and just died laughing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We're just one of you dudes. That is so funny. Thank you so much.
It is so funny.
We love it. It makes the week go by for us. I hope it makes the week go by for you. Like, I'll see something, I'll screenshot to Jay and be like, that is hilarious.
We didn't know how many people were like, oh, I'm not going to comment. I'm going to not put Wango Tango in a Joe Booker video, you know? And guys were like, yeah, I'm all over that.
They started coming in,
and I told you about it. You're like, oh, my God, this is great. Okay.
Joe loves it, okay? He knows. That's the funny thing. Joe Booker is one of, you've never seen it on the show. I'm just going to say it, right? He has one of the best senses of humor I've ever seen. Jay, you know me really well, right? I'm retarded. Literally, I eat lead sinkers for lunch. I'm not the smartest guy ever. Joe has a great sense of humor, and we're like besties. He's really funny. You might not see it, but he got a big kick out of that. I want to see what your funniest comment is about this new Musky Shop video. Go over there, subscribe to the Musky Shop. Get it on there. What do you got to say?
Yeah, and Johnny Boy, a.k.a. The Mick, makes a return. Let's just leave it at that.
What
in the
more
video
do you want?
Also. Yeah, what more do you got? Ultimate Stare Down and Johnny Boy, The Mick, apprehended.
We're going to give away a hoodie. We'll give away some juniors. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we've talked musky fishing yet, Jay. I don't even feel like we have.
A little bit at the beginning there. Yeah. Yep. You were talking about techniques and current conditions in Tennessee.
I don't even remember.
Which is like Mars to me.
Mars. I'll say this. I am tired. We're a day late. I apologize. I apologize to everybody. For the last probably about 4 days, I've had cumulatively
Stevie tired.
About 6 hours of sleep. I'm killing myself. What do you do? I don't know what to do.
Well, you got to sleep. You had a lot of guide trips and all that other stuff going on. So, yeah, that happens.
You know, other than that.
Got to catch up on that sleep.
Pretty much one thing I'd throw out is this. Got a ton of emails about shield rods. Jay, we got them, right?
We've got every model in stock right now. Not for long. All models, 7 foot through 9 foot, telescoping nines, good to go. We got 2 shipments in the last month.
Uh-huh.
And we placed an order today for a ton more that are coming in tentatively July. But this whole thing from getting stuff overseas shipped right now, it's turning bizarre is what it is. Because there's all these rumors of costs going up and whether it's taxes and just shipping in general. Gas is going up. It's almost $3 a gallon around here. Let's just hope it stays under 3 this summer, but we'll see what happens.
If you're looking for a new rod, the shield rods are out. That's all we're saying.
Yeah. Good time to grab one now because I don't think they're going to be the same price next year. Let's just put it that way. I don't think it's going to happen.
There's a project that's been underway. I've mentioned it before, the 9.6s.
Yeah. We've got them ordered. So
they're coming.
Yep. We saw a prototype. I sent you a picture of that prototype, right, the other day?
That is a sweet rod.
Kind of hard to take a picture of a rod and understand what it is. But yeah, they look great. They look fantastic.
All you got to say is a 9'6" rod under $200.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's bang for the buck. But anyway, we'll let you guys know when the 9'6" shield rods are out. Jay.
Steve, we've got a winner.
A winner for
we
what?
We have another winner from last week's contest.
Oh, my Lord. What?
We had the Musky Shop. Subscribe to the Musky Shop YouTube channel and leave a comment.
Yes.
I've got a winner here. His name is Mike Neeb. Mike Neeb. You just won the Livingston Super Pack.
Super Pack.
shoot us an email with your information, and we'll get that out to you. Info@muskyshop.com.
9 Livingston fish colors.
Oh, there's 9 of them in there?
To make a necklace out of. I don't know.
What's it's in beautiful.
There. It's beautiful anyway. So, listen, the funniest comment we can get out of you guys about the stare down challenge, I want that.
Yeah.
Jay? Yep. What's another great, hold on, let's look here real quick. I'm going to pull up, I'm going to pull up the YouTube, right? Ted Nugent. Right? What is another horrific Ted Nugent song?
I don't know many. What was his album way back that had Stranglehold on it? What was that called? It was like a double Live Gonzo or something.
Let's look here.
I think it was. No, it would have. There was a studio recording though. Wouldn't have been on a live one, but
you know, there's nothing.
Pick another artist.
Ted Nugent sucks. Can we all agree? All right. Here's
I got
deal.
A video from your wife when you were warming up for the podcast tonight. I did not know you warmed up playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Do I really? That's it, dude.
That was awesome.
All right. I'm going to give away another bait. Another,
Angus.
That's it. The next freaking Joe Booker video that comes out, I want the best comment that involves the title of an AC/DC song, right? It could be like, yo, Joe Booker.
A lot of Rosie.
You shook me all night long with that musky strike. Right? I don't care what it is. Whole lot of Rosie. That strike had me ringing hell's bells. That musky had me thunderstruck. If you want
my
blood,
back and black hoodie.
I don't care. It has to involve the AC/DC song title in the comment on Joe Booker's video just to drive him nuts. He doesn't know what's going on, right?
When you were releasing that fish, I think you used a touch too much on it.
Oh, wow. Dude, that was good. That was actually good. That was actually like sly, like AC/DC, like B-side, you know?
No, 1979 Highway to Hell album.
TNT, oi, 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 whatever you got, man. Oi, oi.
Yeah, but I got one up on you. I saw Bon Scott with AC/DC perform live. It was
ridiculous.
It was amazing.
Tell the story. You're in eighth grade, right?
I'm in eighth grade, and I called into a radio station and won tickets. And I'm like, Mom, I won tickets to this concert. And she's like, oh, okay. You want to go with your friend Max next door? I'm like, sure.
Sounds great, Mom. Thank you.
Yeah, so she dropped us off, and you know, eighth grade, it was crazy. You know, like basically front row right in front of Angus. I was right in between Angus and Bon. It was the loudest thing to this day I've ever heard in my life too. it was crazy.
Listen, if you want to comment dirty deeds, John Dirt Cheap, that's fine. Whatever you got. Comment on Joe Booker's video with the next, like, it's got to be the funniest, right? The funniest comment that involves a AC/DC song title. There's tons. They all involve the word rock and roll. It's like every AC/DC song, you know? Wow, you and Spence Petras were really shooting to thrill. Whatever you got. It's a long way to the top if you want a musky troll.
Oh, Joe's going to like this one. I mean, Joe's a guitarist and blues guitarist, you know. I mean, Angus is basically a blues musician, you know, really.
Oi! That's whatever you got.
Oh, that's good stuff.
You know. High voltage! I'm a mess, Jay. I'm falling apart here. I've had 4 tacos and 6 Pepsis. Let's just leave it at that. Comment on the next Booker video using only AC/DC song titles. That's it. The best one wins like a crap ton of baits. We call that, Jay, do you know what we call that? The crap ton of Bates prize pack.
I mean, who wouldn't like that?
Whatever.
I love it.
It's basically whatever I pull off the wall here and go, whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good ones. All right. First up, Jim says, I would like to try trolling with bucktails. I know that 3 ounces of lead will run about 4 feet on its own. What happens with, say, an inline spinner bucktail with double blades and the bucktail weighs about 3 ounces? Well, it all has to do about lift, right? It's all about lift, rod angle, and things of that nature. If I'm going to go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was thinking about Frosty's leadoff tip in the new video I put out.
Lay it on me.
That 45-degree bend in the front, kind of like what Mayhem's doing with their triggers and their detonators now.
Uh-huh.
Keep that thing from spinning. Might be a good trolling tip. You know, keep that thing stable. Well, it'll keep
it from lifting as much.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, trolling bucktails is one of those deals where you can't really nail a trolling chart for mini bucktails, right?
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, let's say I'm fishing a 9-foot shield rod. I'm going to stick that thing 5 feet in the water.
Mm-hmm,
will prevent lift. The longer amount of the longer line you have out, the more lift you're going to get the angle. If you can sort of see that line raising.
How much weight would you put on, say, a double 10? 2 ounces?
I will usually run 2. I'll get egg sinkers.
Yeah.
And just make
sinker above the tide of the leader, right?
Right. And just throw it on there.
Put a bead on there to keep from abrasion on the knot.
Yeah. And a lot of times what you're doing is you're sort of dictating the depth with your rod, right? And so there's going to be inherent lift from a pair of bucktails or a set of double blades. So the more lead you have, the more depth you're going to gain, obviously. But rod angle is imperative. You know, obviously speed, you've really got to play with it. The way I really figure out where, say, a set of double tens is running day to day is take it around, try to stay on a brake line and wait till I hit something. And go, okay, at 3.5 with 2 ounces of lead, I'm hitting 6 feet. Right? I know it sounds corny, but you're not going to really get, like, empirical data until you go out there and run them. I usually take that 2 ounce lead sinker, stick it on that leader with like you said, Jay, a bead, and really see where that bait's running. The thing that'll really get you is you can't just say double tens, right? So a cowgirl versus spanky is a world of difference.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, I mean, it really is, because you have weight of the blades, you have weight of the wire. What's the mayhem? They have the trolling girl.
That's right. You know, that's the mayhem version of kind of pre-designed for trolling,
right,
which is kind of unique.
But if you take a Shumway, you know, giant flasher, man, that's double tens, but it's going to ride way higher in the water column.
Yeah, it would.
So you've got to look at each bait. What I usually will do if I'm going to troll double tens or double eights, I will actually take and reconstruct them with 3 ounces or 4 ounces of lead where I don't have that above the leader. I go, this is a trolling bait specifically.
Sure. Okay.
And sort of, you've got to gauge the lift. So you go, you know, at 5 miles an hour, it's going to take 4 ounces of lead to keep that bait down at 4 feet. So I'm going to make a double tens with a black skirt with 4 ounces of lead. So usually in my boat during trolling time of the year, I have a 2, a 4, a 5, or 6, whatever. I'm just making up as I go. Right. So I have different tens with different amount of weighting already built into them. Obviously here on the app or on the Muskie Shop or anywhere you can find it, I had to retie a bucktail if you're getting down that rabbit hole. But I like to have that bucktail already pre-made with a certain amount of weight for trolling. You know, it's we're foregoing downriggers and all that stuff, but you're just trying to defeat lift. So the faster you go, the higher it rises. So the faster you're going to go, the heavier the bucktail needs to be to achieve depth. In general, my magic bullet is double tens with 4 ounces of weight. You know, 4 ounces of lead, 4 miles an hour usually gets me where I want to be. I don't know. Does that make any sense, Jay? Or what do you see in there as far as the other product lines, as far as like heavier duty bucktails?
Yeah, like you said, the Spankies, you know, the difference in weight and running depth and all that, you know, they got super heavy wire. It's almost like bicycle spoke kind of diameter wire.
Oh, it really is.
And the blades are those 040 gauge. They're really heavy. So there's more weight up front right there. Might pitch a little bit downward more than a cowgirl would too, but not like I troll bucktails very often.
No.
Actually, I don't. But, I mean, I see where you're coming from with all things said.
You know,
and speed, you know, it's all about speed. It's
all
like,
about speed.
Right, yeah. Now, you're talking, you're just in this slow delivery thing for the last couple months because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, even in Tennessee, it's winter.
Cold, yeah, it's winter.
It's cold water and, you know, colder than normal. So
you've
had to definitely slow down and you're predominantly casting. I don't think you're doing much trolling, right?
Hey, a couple months ago I was, but, you know, it just boils down to, you know, if you're going to troll slow, you don't need as much weight to get depth.
Mm-hmm.
An increase of speed with bucktails means you need to increase the weight. That can be accomplished with a egg sinker in line. Also, too,
bell sinkers,
yep.
and the rod angle tip. Yep. You know, it's like you're not going to be dealing with chopped up weeds like you do in the summer, you know, gunking up your line and stuff like that. So you can pitch that thing, like you said, 4 or 5 feet down.
You know, the big thing I would say is this. If you're thinking about trolling double tens, and this is just a whole other animal, make spinnerbait passes.
Mm.
Get a rad dog. Get a slot master. Get a grim reaper. I love trolling those baits. The reason being is there's so much exposed wire before the head of the bait on that skirt, right?
Yeah.
I can just clip. You know those bell sinkers that have the little plastic clips on them? I can just clip like as much.
Useful.
Yeah, I can clip as much weight as I want on those suckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've had 4 or 5 bell sinkers on there before.
You pretty much have to with most spinnerbaits, you know, those bent arm spinnerbaits.
Mm-hmm.
They're designed to run slower, and higher.
You can get some nasty trolling passes out of those, though.
That's cool.
You know, so.
And you can bang wood and submerge stuff,
yep.
And not have to worry about that thing getting snagged.
And, you know, I'm losing my voice. I've been on the boat too much. But a deadly secret that I've been doing for years is taking a slot master, right, with a single 10 on it. Because a single blade will usually thump more than two, by the way. More disturbance. But a slot.
Yes.
Yeah, slot master with a single 10 on that thing with a clip on like 1 ounce weight is deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get snagged. It'll bang through the weeds and you sort of find like, okay, the weeds are 6 feet high. What is it going to take? 31 feet, 32 feet, whatever the number is to get that thing right on the top of the weeds. So the skirt's in the weeds, but the blade isn't. Woo, watch out. That's, you know, if you're trolling structure or you're trolling cover, I'm really thinking about the safety pin spinner baits. Ace Baits troll really well. That's another brand that trolls really well. Those safety pin spinner baits are great because, like I said, you got a lot of wire to just clip whatever you want on there. Rubber core sinkers is a great trick too. You can take a rubber core sinker, take the rubber out, and just crimp it onto that safety pin spinner bait.
Yep. Just grab your splitter or your needle nose pliers. Boom.
Right. It's on there. It's good to go. No worries. So anyway, next up, Barry says, what's the right rod for big rubber? What do I need to be throwing for big rubber presentations in the early spring? Jay, it's all you.
Big rubber, early spring. Okay. Starting off with the big guns. Okay. I like that. Well, it depends on the manufacturer, but basically extra heavy or extra, extra heavy. Look for the lure rating. Hopefully it's a brand of rods that is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the Shield rods, I think St. Croix rod labels a lure minimum and maximum rating really accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Akuma, but Akumas tend to be a little bit higher than they are in actuality, I think. Right. I think most people do. You know, so general tip, like if you're getting an Akuma, go up one power heavier. If you're buying, you know, if you're buying it without, you know, in mail order, for example, where you can't actually feel or, you know, check out the rod for yourself, go one power heavier.
But as far as like being like heavy or light or what?
Well, you know, if something's rated like 4 to 16 ounces, 6 to 12, something like that, those are common lure ratings. That's a good rubber rod. Probably want to stick with something long, you know, in the 9 foot range, 9 and a half. Boom. That's all you need.
You know, the one thing I'd say, it depends on, obviously, if we're not talking pounders, you know, like.
Yeah. Magogs and Medusas and stuff like that.
But, you know, the one thing I notoriously try to throw one rod the majority of the year, you know, so any heavy rod is going to work, I think, for most of your rubber applications until we get into the Husky Medusas or the pounders.
Well, like back to that video that we just put out with Don had a good tip on a rod selection. He had like a 1 minute quick tip on what he sees with clients in his boat. And that is simply that the rod is when the lure is, whether it's a bucktail, big rubber, whatever, he'll look over, and if that rod's overloading, just retrieving the bait towards the boat, you got to go up one power.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like it
should not be doing that. Loading meaning, you know, it's got a big bend in it.
Right.
You don't want that to happen. That's too soft a rod for whatever you're throwing.
Right. And you just got to sort of look at the presentation overall, going, is the rod working against the bait, you know?
Yeah.
Is it too much bait for the rod? That's a great tip there. You know, just in general, where you go, look at the rod. If it's like 50% laid over, you're in trouble. my goodness.
You can't work the bait right. Yeah.
No. Kyle says, springtime tactics for southern muskies. What do I need to be throwing?
Jay, go ahead. No, the one's yours.
Slammer.
Ooh.
Slammer, 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 slammer. Slammer, 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 Jay.
Slammer. Which one, though? There's so many.
The little 5-inch slammer is devastating.
One that is good.
If you had one bait for the spring, that's going to be it. The 5-inch slammer, shallow raiders for twitching, giant killers. And that's just not a bait. It's not an exciting bait. That's not like, holy crap, those guys just said throw a giant killer. Right?
A MEPS giant killer?
Yeah.
That's Frosty at the shop. That's his favorite bait.
It's not like groundbreaking, but it's only worked for about 60 years. You know? I mean, but that's, okay, you look at Frosty. He's been doing it for a minute, but you know what? He's got a lot of fish doing it.
Number one for him.
I mean, that's it. I mean, I love a willow leaf giant killer, brown skirt, white skirt, silver blade. I mean, how can you go wrong? If you were like, you have to catch a fish down the south, right? Kentucky, Ohio, wherever. That's giant killer. You're going to catch a fish. Sorry, I'm taking a drink of Pepsi here. That'd be it.
I just got a hold on here.
Hold on, update.
Hold the John. Oh boy, I just got a text from your wife. She just took an action photo of you.
Oh Lord.
Wow.
What?
Full studio gear.
Train wreck.
I am going to use that in the thumb tomorrow for social media.
Chugga chugga, folks.
Live podcast.
I apologize.
Whiskey ball.
The guys that listen all the time, if you can't tell that I'm slurring, it's not from Pepsi. It's because I haven't slept in a month. All I do is fish. That's it. Jay.
Yeah, those all-day guide trips will wear you down, I imagine.
Jay. Jay. Sam says. Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not answering. Sam asked, do I have a state record? Yes. Moving on. Harry. Okay. So I was going to participate in the Wango Tango contest. So I figured if I have to listen to this song, oh my goodness, why do you guys do this to me? You wasted 5 minutes of my life. Pretty much. I appreciate that. Jeff wants to know, what do I do to fish a rattle trap effectively? And which rattle traps are the most effective during the early part of the year and the later part of the year? Jay, let her rip, baby.
JB Rattler, JBO Tackle.
Uh-huh.
Lungeon, 4-inch Rattler.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Lewis. They're all about 1-ounce baits, and they all work great. And you can use them year-round. They're beefy. They're made for muskies. They've got musky yes. hooks and split rings
Don't
on them.
Buy
That's
bass
what's key.
Crap.
Don't buy bass ones, man. Those little split rings on there.
Trash.
You could twist the hook with your hand and probably straighten out the.
Do you know why,
the split
Jay?
Ring. That's a bad sign if you can do that.
Because they're trash.
Trash.
Trash. What do you like early season versus late season of those?
Say again?
What do you prefer early, and what do you prefer late between the Lungeon and the JBO and all the Bill Lewis?
I don't use rattle traps later in the season. It's an early season and an early summer kind of presentation
uh-huh.
around our parts. And it certainly works for actually big walleyes too.
Yeah.
I've seen some big walleyes on rattle traps, on musky sized ones, you know, those 1-ounce one and a quarter.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
like
the
Bill Lewis, I think, is like 4.5.
It's a monster.
That's the thing. Like, one thing I'll throw out is this is for you Lake of the Woods guys or, you know, Minnesota guys. Heck of a throwback, though.
Yeah. And I've got a buddy that fishes that big Bill Lewis one. Mm-hmm. And he works it almost, it's like not straight retrieve by any means. He almost works it like a jig.
Yo-yo?
Yeah, yo-yos it. Pretty mm-hmm. cool. He got a nice one doing that years ago. It was cool.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the thing is as far as my hierarchy, the Lungeon and the JBO one are basically indistinguishable. The
yeah.
Bill Lewis, the big one is a fatter profile, little bit bigger of a bait. I'll say this. If you put a Musky Shop Super, well, you make a Super 7 split ring, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can get a big 12-inch wander out of that bait.
Mm-hmm,
so it
mm-hmm.
will go 12 inches left, 12 inches right when you're retrieving it. I like that bait as a bucktail follow-up, right? You hear a lot about castbacks, but if you use that fatter profile later in the season, let's say it's July in Wisconsin, have one of those rigged up on a medium rod. He follows in, he doesn't eat, throw that back at him. Let it wander left and right on a medium retrieve. You can pick up some fish, like, you know, quickly as far as like a weird follow-up
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's cool.
Anyway.
Yeah, because it certainly does behave kind of like a bucktail. You can treat it as such, you know.
Anyway, Todd says.
Totally different sound. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know.
What does Todd say?
Todd says, in regards to your mysterious July in Wisconsin promo, I'm letting
Ooh.
You know I'm interested. Todd,
Ooh.
We're going to announce something next week, okay?
Yep.
There will be something listen, Jay.
Ooh, it's going to be good.
Something will happen in July.
Yep.
That's a threat.
Yeah, we're talking, yeah, we're pulling all the rabbits out of the hat
I'll
for this,
this
one. This is cool.
For everybody, 99%. For podcast listeners, 100%, there's something happening in July.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So me and Jay, who knows? I'll say this, and this is the warning. Me and Jay, possibly the guru, possibly the book daddy, possibly Jim that owns the musky shop, we want to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
We might have cameras. Heck, we might have prizes. We might do a bobbing for musky baits. Who knows?
Might have a possum hunt.
We might have a possum. May I have a snipe hunt?
We might have a stare down challenge with Elmer.
We might have a Fred Palmero hunt.
We might have a podcast.
We
right
might
there,
have a podcast.
Right then and there in the shop.
You never know. Something's going to happen in July. We'll let you know here quickly.
Next week, we'll let you know.
But anyway, he says he would come up for it. He said, even though I'm a big fan of the podcast, I'm totally not worthy because I've never caught a muskie despite fishing hard last season. I am the worst muskie rapper ever.
No.
Listen, we've heard some bad muskie raps on the podcast. And pretty bad muskie fishermen. But, you know, he said I'm subpar at rapping like Trolling Dirty and the ridiculous Kid Rock muskie rap that's a previous episode. Big props for listening that long. What can I do? A, you can come fishing with us.
Come on up. You got to come. It doesn't matter. Jay, we'll hook you up.
Jay, I am, listen, Steve Paul, a.k.a. Stevie Boy, wasted. I can't even keep, Jay, I'm squinting out of my right eye. I'm so tired, folks. I apologize. I'm not funny. I'm pathetic. I'm trying my best.
I just got the picture. It sent a perfect visual to me.
Yeah, right? I look bad. I'm wearing a hell of a cute musky shop hoodie, though.
Well, okay.
Hey, can I say something, though? This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Your boss, my boss, owner of the musky shop, Jim, texted me yesterday. Jim, caught some nice fish for the secret project we're doing, right? Good job, Steve. You know how Jim is. Jim's very straight-laced and a very kind man, right? Great job. Right. Gonna send you some more musky shop hoodies. I show my wife and said, hey, Jim's gonna send me more hoodies. She said, you have more musky shop apparel. She's like, all you wear, everything you wear says musky shop on it. I love it. You know, what are you gonna do? Literally everything I wear has musky shop on the front. It's amazing. I love it.
Join the club.
I know. Like, I've never seen you wearing something other than something that said musky shop.
I know.
Think about it.
It's my whole wardrobe.
It is. That's why we're here to announce musky shop underwear. Show her how big it is with your musky shop underwear. I'm a mess, Jay. Let's talk about how pathetic I am real quick. That's what matters.
Well, at least you're catching fish.
Man. Listen, if I put this much effort into bass fishing as I did musky fishing, I would be rich. I would be on the musky. I would be like on the Bass Pro Tour and I wouldn't have to talk to you. Okay? I wouldn't be dealing with pee.
That was on TV last weekend. It said, I was looking at the channel thing, you know, and, you know, looking at all the bad TV shows. And then it said ESPN 7.
Right.
Tennessee River Bassmaster or something like that. So right. I'm like, oh,
check this out.
Put this on. Maybe it sounds like it might be in, you know, SP's backyard, you know? That lasted about 30 seconds. The guy started screaming. I mean, screaming. Yeah, he got a nice one. I mean, he got a big largemouth. You know, he put it in the boat, flipped it in the boat, and freaked out and was screaming and like, hey, you know, take it easy.
Chill out.
Try to calm down.
Chill out, bro.
I don't know. It just didn't do it for me.
I can't get excited for the bass. I'll say this. I'm just, Jay, and podcast listeners, you expect a higher production value than this. But I'm falling apart. And for the rest of the month of March, prepare for me to be falling apart because I'm busy. But
guiding every day.
Guiding every
day. Podcatting every night.
Guiding every day.
Day podcatting every night.
The worst. That's the worst stray cat song I've ever heard. Anyway. Me and a client got into a lick of like 24 to 26 inch largemouth.
Ooh.
And it was.
Wow.
Didn't care. I will say
26
this.
26 inch largemouth?
They were beast, like 7 pounders. I'm going to give everybody a heads up here. Super shad wrap. Twitching. It has been stupid. Jay, I've told you this, and I'm just talking. We're just talking bros. Forget the podcast. I'm just riffing now. I've caught, I think, 3 10-pound largemouth all of them on super shad wraps.
Down, I mean, currently in the South, in Tennessee or back.
Well, we've got, you know, if you guys know, if anybody's listening that knows big bass fishing, Chickamauga is right down the road from me, which is like, if you catch a 10 pounder, no one cares.
That's where they have big tournaments quite often, right?
Kevin Van Dam, Jared Swindell. Sure.
Yeah.
A few of those guys I've fished with, I've guided for muskies. They're like, hey, I want to catch a muskie.
That would be really cool. I grew up bass fishing. I mean, I bass fished for years. That was what I was really into before I got into muskie. And yeah, I mean, you do not see 10 pounders in Wisconsin in the upper Midwest at all. Zero. No way.
We're deep enough in the podcast I can make this joke, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Do you know what the hardest part about bass fishing is, Jay?
The hardest part about bass fishing. Okay.
Telling your parents you're gay.
Come on.
All right, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Muskie 360 podcast. We'll catch you next week.